This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly signed House Bill 2433 on March 2, removing county authority over water transfers and appropriations across all 105 Kansas counties, and consolidating that power with the state's chief engineer and water transfer hearing panel. The bill, sponsored by Representative Barbara Wassinger, Republican of Hayes, passed the House 116-6 on February 10 and the Senate 36-3 on March 13. It takes effect upon publication in the Kansas Register. Under the new law, counties may not enact or enforce resolutions that conflict with, are more stringent than, or duplicate state control over water transfers. The law applies retroactively, nullifying existing county regulations. Domestic water use remains under county jurisdiction. The legislation grew out of a protracted fight between the cities of Hayes and Russell and Edwards County over the R9 Ranch, a 6,700-acre property Hayes purchased in 1995 for its water rights. In 2015 and 2016, the cities applied to convert the ranch's water use from irrigation to municipal use and transfer 2,000 acre-feet of water from Edwards County, according to the Kansas Reflector. The application sparked three lawsuits, one administrative case, and oral arguments before the Kansas Supreme Court in December 2025. In April 2024, Edwards County passed zoning restrictions requiring conditional use permits for water transfers exceeding 500 acre-feet, which supporters of HB 2433 characterized as an attempt to block the Hayes-Russell project. 11 years, almost $11 million. That's how much these court cases have cost the cities of Hayes and Russell, Representative Wassinger said during a January 28 hearing before the House Local Government Committee. An administrative law judge had already approved the water transfer application in February 2024, according to the Hayes Post. Hayes has completed the design phase for a 90-mile pipeline from the R9 Ranch and is seeking $79 million in infrastructure funding, including $15 million from the state and $63.2 million in federal grants. Virginia Mashu, founder of Stand for the Land Kansas, discussed the bill on The Kim Monson Show on April 1, framing it as a blow to county home rule. Within a day and a half, the entire system of counties that had authority to issue use permits for water literally had that privilege yanked out from under them by this bill, Mashu said, adding that the head water engineer of the state, which I did not know we had, but we do, now is in charge of all water, all permits in every county because of this bill. The legislative record shows the bill moved through standard committee hearings in both chambers over approximately 2 months, though it passed with overwhelming bipartisan margins. It does not contain an emergency clause. It takes effect upon publication in the Kansas Register, not on the date of signing. Mashu expressed concern that the legislation sets a precedent for further erosion of local authority. Shifting that burden of enforcement or oversight from local to state authorities in energy and in water, you're creating a regulatory system where there's going to be a whole lot of other power shifted away, she said. Micah Schwold, a Colorado attorney representing the Water Protection Association of Central Kansas, warned that the bill could affect future decisions about data centers seeking water resources in Kansas. If this legislation is allowed to pass, I think it's fair to say that this will be one of many efforts to try to consolidate power in Topeka and remove local control in economic development decisions, Schwalb said, according to the Kansas Reflector. Bob Ryan, president of the Kansas Natural Resource Coalition, called the bill dangerous during the hearing, fearing unintended consequences of removing an aspect of county home rule. Only two opponents submitted testimony against the bill, compared to 18 in support, including representatives from Fort Hayes State University Foundation, Russell Regional Hospital, and multiple utilities and economic development organizations. Supporters argued the bill simply codifies long-standing practice. Everybody in Kansas's 105 counties listened to the Kansas Water Office and the chief engineer and knew that they were the authorities. But it was never put in statute, Representative Wassinger told the Hayes Post. It would be total chaos for 105 counties to have water authorities. Earl Lewis, chief engineer for the Kansas Division of Water Resources, told lawmakers that water rights are property rights. Once they're established, they are a right that's owned by some person or entity, Lewis said at the hearing. And just like any property right, whether that's land or whether that's oil and gas rights, they can be sold. The bill was initially referred to the House Water Committee on January 12, but was reassigned to the House Local Government Committee the following day. In the Senate, it was referred to the Committee on Local Government, Transparency and Ethics. The Kansas Supreme Court is still expected to rule on the underlying Hayes-Russell water transfer case, the retroactive provisions of HB 2433, however, nullify Edwards County's 2024 zoning restrictions regardless of the court's decision. And now, Kim's perspective. When a state legislature strips all 105 counties of their authority over water permits and hands that power to a single state official, every property owner in Kansas should pay attention. The bill may have been designed to resolve one dispute between two cities and one county, but its reach extends far beyond the R9 ranch. County governments are the closest level of government to the people, and their ability to regulate how resources are used within their borders is a fundamental check on centralized power. Property rights and local control are not obstacles to good governance. They are the foundation of it. Kansans who care about self-governance should watch closely to see whether this becomes a template for consolidating more authority in Topeka. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.